Ibrakutima zigedevu sumbra kama tabaya. Malekete de 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 de. Maski vraosha breki muta brakada masabayawa. Makavu tu breki de moshe breki de muzaha. Lahu kazabra da do shimbri. Ma aske veke rero shimaske ve ida buta brahaka pataba. Malegrero shimbrahakaba. Amen. Amen. Let's take this song together. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness in God, in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. I am the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, guilt, he has no power over me. God has already accepted me. I'm his very own. God has already accepted me. Already accepted me. I'm his back. So this time around, we are going to take it. Fear has no power over me. Let's go. I am the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, fear has no power. Fear has no power over me. I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, fear has no power over me. Because God has already accepted me. I'm his very own. God has already accepted me. I'm his very. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, receive utterance this evening, receive revelation. We have depth of insight into your word. The eyes of our understanding are enlightened this evening. Lord, we pray, as I've come to study your word, we pray that we see ourselves exactly the way you see us in yourself. And we pray this evening that Jesus, you are glorified. Jesus, you are glorified. Jesus, you are glorified. And we are edified. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Sin has no power over us. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Fear has no place in our lives. We have been made righteous by Jesus, and the devil has no place in our lives. Hallelujah. So you say with me, the devil has no place in my life. He has no place in my business. He has no place in my family. I don't give the devil a chance in my life. I don't give him an opportunity in my affairs. Because I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, good evening. Yes, Master. So this evening we are going to be looking at the topic, give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Ephesians 4, 27. So Are we there? So let's read together. Neither give place to the devil. Another version we say, give no place to the devil. Hallelujah. Now, this is the fact. And the fact is that the more you know in the scriptures is the more you know. Amen. The more you know in the word of God is the more you know. The more you know in the scriptures is the more you know. So, as a result, the Bible is a book of wisdom. The Bible is a book of wisdom. Psalm 119 verse 97. The Bible is a book of wisdom. So to know the Bible is to be wise. Amen. So Psalm 119 verse 97. Are we there? Are we hold on? Amen. Are we there? Bro, Jude is not there. Okay, let's read together. It says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Hallelujah. So, the Lord there refers to the word of God, because in the Old Testament, what they had then was the law. So, if the psalmist is saying, oh, how I love the law, it would be the word, oh, how I love the word of God. Hallelujah. So, he says, I love the word of God, and because of that, I meditate on it. So, to be wise is to what? Is to meditate on the word of God. I am wise when I meditate on the word of God. Who is the wise man? Who is the wise man, or the man that is wise? Is the man that has given himself to the meditation of the word of God. Oh, I love thy law. It is my meditation. Hallelujah. And we read in the account of the disciples about the life of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he grew in wisdom. Amen. So if Jesus grew in wisdom, what were the things they see to qualify that growth in wisdom? Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Wise man meditate on the word of God. Luke 2, 40. Okay, let's read. It says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So, when you look at the incidents afterwards, you will discover that Jesus was a man given to the study of the word of God. The incidents after that verse made us realize that what Jesus didn't just grow in wisdom, he was a man given to the study of the word of God. So Jesus would have given himself to the meditation of the word of God. Luke 2:52. Let's see verse 52 there. He says again, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. How do we know? We saw how Jesus was what? He was debating with the professors of law in the synagogue at age 12. Amen. So Jesus was what? He was expounding to them the word of God. And when Luke realized, say, wow, we saw him, we know, we heard of him. But what? He grew in wisdom. So I said, the more of the word of God you think upon, the more of the word of God you think upon and receive, the wiser you become. The more of the word of God you think upon and receive, is the wiser you become. Is the wiser you become. So Timothy said, I have known the Holy Scriptures. I said, how from infancy thou hast known the holy scriptures, which were able to make you wise unto salvation. So the Bible is a what? Is a book of wisdom. To meditate on it makes what? It means that you are wise. Hallelujah. But sorry to say, today we have the foolish Christians. Amen. So who are the foolish Christians? Those that what? Neglect the word of God. And put their what? Their trust, their meditation, their thinking upon something else. Or upon something that contradicts the integrity of the word of God. Such a man is foolish. And a perfect example in the scripture is the church in Galatians. The perfect example of a foolish Christian was seen in the church of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. Somehow, we need to get acquainted with this word. I know that foolishness does not mean insult. It's a qualification. Amen. So when you see, okay, don't go that way. So, Galatians 3 verse 1. It says, oh foolish Galatians. Oh foolish Galatians. Hallelujah. Say, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth crucified among you? Obedience there is not obedience to do. Amen. Oh, foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you to not believe the word of God? Who had bewitched you that you should not think upon the word of God? Who had bewitched you to take your eyes, to take your gaze off the truth of God's word and place it on something else? You must be foolish. So, I won't be sorry to say that we are foolish Christians. Amen. Amen. So, I said, foolishness is the opposite of wisdom. Foolishness is the opposite of wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is when you have understanding of knowledge. Foolishness is the opposite of wisdom. And wisdom will be when you have understanding of what knowledge is. The understanding of that which you think you know is wisdom. Now you can type with your phone. Can write on your phone. So, foolishness is when you have the word of God and you are not acting on it. Amen. Today we have two streams of teaching in the body of Christ. And what are those? One, we have those that say you must do to receive. Hallelujah. The legalists believe that what? Jesus operates a kind of law of karma. You get, you do, you get. So whatever you sow, you shall reap. Amen. And we have another stream that says, well, Jesus has done everything. You just come to rest in that which Jesus has done. Hallelujah. So foolishness will be what? When you leave that which Jesus has done and you are trying to what? To do things on your own. The Bible says, well, scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. What kind of salvation? Salvation, which is through faith. Salvation, which is what? Through faith. If you're a careful reader, if you're an observant reader, read from Genesis to Revelation, you will discover that what? You cannot substantially prove that what? That there is a gospel called the gospel of works. You cannot prove that. Hallelujah. People like Abraham, we fought your theology. Noah, we fought your theology. Samson, we fought it. Rahab, we fought it. So, knowing the scripture is what? Is wisdom. Hallelujah. So, in our Ephesians 4:27, we say what? Give no place to the devil. We don't give a place to the devil. So, how do we, are we not going to give the devil a place in our life? And I say, the how is wisdom. The how is wisdom. You are being wise when you know how not to give the devil a place in your life. Why? Why will be the understanding? Why is the understanding? And what will be the knowledge? Again, the how is wisdom, the why is understanding, and the what is knowledge. Say, I am wise. You are not sure? I am wise, and I give no place to the devil. So today, we will be seeing how to give no place to the devil. That's why we're here this evening. Ephesians 4:27 again. Let's go back. That's our anchor scripture for today. 4:27. How are we not going to give the devil a place in our lives? And I said, the how is wisdom. Some of us, there was a time I believed that growth is evidently in knowledge. But at a point, I had to come to a level where I just begin to think and say, no, growth is not just knowledge. Growth will be what? Will be found in knowledge and in an experiential knowledge. Hello? That knowledge has now what? Become an experience. Some of us, we know the devil is far, the devil is above, the devil is under it. But yet, somehow, we still permit him in our lives. This evening, Greek and Hebrew will not really save. You must really know. Hallelujah. So that's why we are here. So I said the word place in that Ephesians 4:27, the word place there means opportunity. It's the same word used for chance. Same word used for foothold. Opportunity. Chance, foothold. So it will mean give no opportunity, give no foothold, give no chance to the devil. It is a terminology that is used to keep a territory you won by battle. Like you have really fought and you have defeated your enemy. How do you do after that defeat? You what? You guard your place again. You think, you meditate on how did we get here? How did we get here at the first instance? You will not want to make that same mistake again. So you what? You guard it with everything you have. Amen. So giving no place to the devil, you are guarding yourself with what? With the knowledge of the word of God. So I said, it is a terminology that is used to keep a territory you won by battle, so you won't allow the enemy to have a foothold in the place. We guard it. We aren't going to give him any chance at all. No chance, no opportunity, no foothold in our lives. Say, no foothold in my business, no foothold in my family. No foothold in my future. Hey. 1 Peter 5. Give no place to the devil. The devil thinks he's wise, but I know before us he is but a fool. So let's read together. 1 Peter 5 from verse 7 to 9. Are we there? Let's go. Casting all your care upon him, for what? He cares for you. Why? Now, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He's going about like a what? Like a roaring lion. That's metaphor, right? Simile, okay. As or like, sorry. Amen. He is not a lion. He's just putting up an act. But we know him. Say, I know him. He's a fool. Amen.
So, the devil is looking around for what? For a chance. The devil is looking around for a chance. He's looking around for an opportunity. Opportunity to what? To devour. Opportunity to destroy the believer. The devil look around. If only I can just have a chance. If only she can just give me an opportunity. What will I do? I will strike. I will devour. I will destroy. Say, ye are of your father, the devil. You know, we know him. We know him. We understand his ways. Amen. So, in verse 9, it says what? It says we are to resist him. How? Steadfast where? In faith. We resist the devil steadfast in faith. And the word steadfast means what? Continually. Steadfast is not just that you stand strong. No, you stand strong consistently. You remain consistently and continually strong. It is an active word. The present continuous word. Amen. And this is why, you know, it's funny. The deliverance ministry, rather. It's actually funny. Because if you are to what? Resist the devil, how? Continually. For you to say a believer should come for deliverance, we mean that what? If your pastor is praying for you for deliverance, it will be that what? Your pastor will not just stop praying for you. You will carry your pastor home. Every time, he will be praying for you to be delivered from the devil. Because what the Bible says, what? You must ensure that what? Continuously, steadfastly, you are what? Resisting him. So one time deliverance will not really do. That's why they always come back. And that's lack of knowledge. Amen. So we resist the devil steadfast in faith. James 4. James chapter 4, verse 7. We unmask the devil today. And we disgrace him. James 4, 7. Are we there? So let's go. Submit yourselves therefore to God. What? Resist the devil. And he what? The devil now fear, fear. Hallelujah. Resist the what? The devil. What will you do? Pick it up. So imagine you are what? Continually resisting. What are you? He's continually running away from you. You have sent him packing. You have given him what? Red car, Baba. No place here. And remain steadfast in faith. The word flee means to run from terror. To run from terror. Like when someone scares you. In those days, when I was my grandmother, there are some compounds you don't joke with. If you are playing your boy, if your boy entered there forever and ever, it's gone. The man will not talk, but there are some agents of if they say boom. Amen. With what? Be grace. So if you mistakenly play your my ball, enter that place. Your mother will pay you. I will agree. Amen. But the Bible says what? We resist the devil. And he will what? How will he flee? He will flee that what? Like there is a terror. What's that suggesting to you? That the guy actually has nothing. Amen. The devil has no power over me. Use that has. Commonize him like a thing. So I said, this shows that what? You can keep the devil running from you. By resisting him steadfast in the faith. You can always keep him at his feet. He's always running before you. He's always running away from you. When you take your stand in the faith continually. Don't make this mistake. It is not God's responsibility to what? To keep the devil away from you. It is your responsibility. Ephesians 2:7 was not talking about the abilities of God. It was talking to you like what? Do this. Don't give a chance to the devil. So when God said don't give, it means what? Don't give. So the power to allow and to deny him what is rested on you. We give no place to the devil. Hallelujah. The word devil, same word for Satanas, means opposition, it means an opponent. Amen. He opposes. That's his word. That's his style. And the word opponent is from the word diabolos. Amen. It's the same root word diabolic. Hallelujah. Is where we got the word diabolic. That the man is diabolic, you can trace him to the devil. So it means what? Someone who will use every means, take note of this, an opponent, the devil, the diabolos, that diabolic guy or man, we what? We use every means, every tricks, and every deceit to what? To attack you. Means, tricks, deceits. To what? To attack you. Jesus said, he is the father of lies. So, don't make that mistake and be expecting the devil to come like that Hollywood, Nollywood, Mosaic, thereabout movies where you see one guy with horns and red regalia. Say, I have come. I am the devil. No, don't expect such. He's smarter than that. He's even the one using them. Hello. So that you will not get. Hello. Amen. So, the devil will not come in that way at all. How did he come to Eve? He came in what? In falsifying a report. What? He will suggest something contrary to what God has told you. You are it. Check him. The thing is still there. You are never. That's it. That's how he works. Yeah, the God actually told you that you are going to die. Yeah, he shall not surely die. But what did Jesus say? Genesis 2, God said, Genesis 2, 16, 17. Say, in the day, yeah, he shall eat of this food. Say, in dying, you shall die. That's all. But what? He came what? Presenting another matter to them. Using that same word. Out of context. That's how he glories. So that is why we don't give place to any out of context, not say, I will not allow it. Why? Because the devil thrives in such. That's our false doctrine strive. Amen. Amen. So that's why we must appreciate what? Sound doctrine. In respect to what? Sound interpretation of scriptures. So Bible hermeneutic is not just English. It is what all believers ought to know. If you don't know it, the devil will play Ludo with your head. You just be seeing money. After you don't say everything will not work. You will not get frustrated and you commit suicide. It's happening. They will make you know. Do this for God and we do that for you. This one. Sure you get. You now make your performance, God's grace to be dependent on your performance. Doesn't work that way. No? Hallelujah. So, I said, this shows that what? We are not powerless against the devil. Let this sink. Say, I am not powerless against the devil. Because anyone who can resist the devil and inflict, show that what? He is more powerful than him. What do I mean by that? Anyone you can resist and will flee from you, show that what? You are actually powerful than what? That person. Shows that what? You are actually powerful than him. So, the devil is not powerful at all. So, whatever thinking you have about the devil, who do the devil? This devil is not that smart. You will see it. The devil is not smart. He's a very foolish guy. Amen. be bold to use that one, not on the believer. But I can use it for him. So I said, anyone you have the capacity not to give a place means what? He is not as powerful as you have assumed him to be. Anyone, you can what? You can deny. Anyone you have the capacity not to give place in your life means what? He is not powerful at all. Well, like you have assumed. He's not. And how do I know? The Bible made us know that the devil, which is Satan, has been defeated already. How? Where? When? How was it defeated? In who was it defeated? In Christ. Aha. Amen. The devil has been what? Defeated. Pata, pata. I was in a place of Sunday, I was telling them, you don't defeat, you don't resist the devil. I say, let the devil forget, masha, masha. Ah! You're in trouble. Amen. Amen. No. You just be laughing at you. You think you actually do something. We used to do, you'd be sweating, clapping. Now you are wasting your energy. Is there funny you when you are done? You know how when rat is eating your leg and now we blow you. Even mosquitoes are doing it now. They be eating you, you don't do. Ah, yeah. Amen. So I said, the devil has been defeated already. And there is no single scriptures. Quote me. There is no single scriptures that what? That says we should fight the devil. You don't fight the devil. You are not in competition with him. You are not in combat with him. You are not supposed to be fighting him. How? No, killer. Kill who? You know, it's funny. Die, die, die. Okay, I asked one day, who is to die? The person or the, is it the demon? How will the demon die now? You know, not useless. The demon will not die. You will not throw him. How? You will not throw him. The Bible said they will chain them and keep them. Okay, after you have chained that one, they will, if you chain, they give it to you, my friend, I'm talking to you. Now you are almost, you don't marry you. You still, they die. They are really strong. They know they finish now. Say they are host of them. They are not just small, they are many. If you are ready to fight, you will kill thousands. And before you kill thousands, you don't even die. You will die fighting. So in Christ, we have come to rest. Hallelujah. So in Christ is a plot, is a place of rest. Say, we that have believed, Hebrews 4, we have come into rest. So there is no single scriptures that says we should fight the devil. What are we supposed to do? We are to what? Resist him. And what will he do? He will pick race. He will flee. Hallelujah. So no scriptures, you cannot even read that scripture. If whether out of context, whether in context, I'm telling you. Except you are not just honest. You know, some people don't really know how to interpret the scriptures, but you can see honesty in them. And we can see such people actually, there's a level of authority they wield. Aha. We know some people now. You see the way they command. They actually know. They might not really know how to place word in context and the pro, the pre, the post. But yet, they know that what I have read my Bible, I may not be correct about anything, but I'm correct about this one fact, that the devil has no place in me and he has been defeated. So I am not supposed to fight him. How do? We resist him. When we see his agents, demons, what? We cast them out. You don't negotiate. Hey, out. We get to that place now. Our parents will cast the devil out. I will get there. I am there. Amen. So I said, we already have victory over the devil based on what Christ has done. We already have victory over the devil based on what Jesus has done. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Give no place to the devil is what we are looking at this evening. Luke chapter 10. From verse 17 to 19. Now let's see the words of Jesus. Are we there? Are we all done for us? In Christ, we have victory over the devil. Now Luke 10, 17 to 19. Let's read together. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are what? Subject unto us through thy name. Say again, through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan. As what? These are men that will walk in authority. This guy is already defeated. Verse 19.
Say, behold, I give unto you power to tread on what? Serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, say nothing, shall by any means hurt you.
Hallelujah.
So you say with me, I have authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, absolutely nothing, shall by any means hurt me. Eh? Today we have record. They say, okay, one of our finest soldier in history is who? I will not say it, but I know. It's Buhari. Yeah. Amen. He's one of the finest soldiers because according to history, we discovered that what they said is the only soldier that fought and there was no scars. He fought. Amen. So, say again, nothing, absolutely nothing, shall by any means hurt me. Why? Because in Jesus, I have victory over the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you. Matthew 28, verse 18. Thank God we are not recording. 28:18. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:18. Now let's see something so serious and salient. Say what? And Jesus came and spake unto them. Let me hold on. Are we there? Let's read. And Jesus came and what? And spake unto them, saying, all is given unto me in heaven and in. So, in the name of who do we do all that we do? Why? Because all power in heaven and on earth has been given to you. I am serving the Lord God of miracle. I know. Yes. I am the one that worketh that miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I said, we have no authority problem. The Christian lack no authority. No, he has no authority problem. We don't lack authority. No, that's not what we lack. If there be anything that we lack, it will be what? Knowledge. Or wisdom that deals with the application of that which we know. So, authority means there is what? A legal right. It means a legal right. Authority means what? A legal right. Pastor taught us this. Hallelujah. So, if Satan does not have authority over you, what does that mean? It means that he does not have any legal right over you. No approval. When the police sometimes when police come to your house to arrest or to do something, there's something we always ask, where is your search warrant? So the devil has no search warrant at all. If he by mistakenly comes, he's what? He has entered into a wrong place. What do? Resist him, he will flee. Guy, come out. You know how we chase goats. Amen. Why? Because you have entered into a wrong territory. My life is a wrong territory for the devil to thrive. No business of him should be found around you. Nothing. So, all the legal rights, hallelujah, are already with who? With Jesus. All the legal rights are already with Jesus. Ephesians 1:17. Jesus alone possesses the legal rights. And let's see our place in him. Now, Ephesians 1:17, can we go together? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Now, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Towards what? Towards what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. 21. Far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So here we have seen that Jesus, is what? Seated far above principalities and power, far above power, far above what? Might and dominion. Every, all. Whether it be in heaven or on earth. So, I said, this means that what? There is no power or authority that supersedes the authority and the power that is in Jesus. There's a Yoruba song we used to sing. Ko sagbara to dabi ti Jesu. There's no other power like Jesus. Ko sagbara to dabi ti Baba. Aha. No other power can be compared to the power of God. No, there's no other power at all. No other power. If there be any other power, is what? It's gotten through deceit. It's just lies. Amen. So, I said that there is no power or authority that supersedes the authority and the power that is in Jesus. And what? Jesus has given all this to us. He has given all this to the church. Say, he has given all this to me. Let us sing. This is where I am. It's where you are. Why? Because you live in me. And what are you doing there? You walk through me. That's the confidence. So when you see the devil, what do you do? You're just like, where I am is where he is. He will flee. Let him know. Jacoma. Amen. The pastor will come and say, well, I'm Benny. Carry it. Hallelujah. So Jesus lives in us, and what is he doing? He's working in us. Say what? There's an exceeding greatness of his power, which is what? Which is working towards us. Ephesians 3:20. Say what? God is able to do abundantly above all that we might think or ask for, according what? To the power that worketh in us. So, the power of God worketh towards me. The power of God worketh in me. I am endued with power. Endunamo. Say, I'm endued with power. I carry power. So, how will you use your power? In knowledge. We apply it. Let the devil know. Ephesians 2:5-6. Ephesians 2:5-6. Yeah. We are getting there. So let's read. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Now, 6. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So where is Christ seated? He's seated far above power. He's seated far above dominion. He's seated far above principalities and might. So where am I seated? I am seated together with Christ. Far above any other name, whether he be named in heaven or what? Or on earth. I am a possessor of the name of Jesus. Says, I am the possessor of the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus is what? Is power. At the mention of the... No, at the... Sorry, not mention. At the name of who? Of Jesus. What happened? Every knee shall bow. So that means when you stand in your place of authority, what happened? Every knee bows. And we know that what seated at the right hand of God does not mean there is a plastic chair or one white great throne like that of my village king. You are seated there. No. It's no. You are standing in a place of authority. 24/7. And it's what? Eternally, forever. That is your position. So you command what happens there. You direct the affairs that happens there. So any other power is inferior. There is even no power. Except the one you gave him through ignorance and fear.
Hallelujah.
So, I said, Satan has no authority over your life. And this is not just about your Christian life, get it? This is not just what? About your Christian life. The devil has no place over everything that has your name on it. Get that? Not on your car. Not on your phone. Not even on your pen. Not on your business. Not on your marriage. Not on your children or your career. The devil has no place over everywhere your name is mentioned or that is attached to your name. Not over your friends. Far be it that you be in a home and the devil thrives successfully. No. No. Not in my place. So, the devil, what? He has no power over you at all. At all. At all. God is not just interested in your Christian life as I used to think before. God is interested in everything that pertains to you. Whatever that gives you joy, satisfy the Father in Christ. Because there are some things that gives you joy after Christ. Like watching a movie. Amen. So what am I saying? Nothing. Your focus, you don't get. I'm not saying you attach everything to the devil, but know when to decipher and to demarcate. To differentiate, to know when the devil wants to do something. Anything that will make your mood to spoil, that will spoil your mood, that we affect. You know, there's a way something happens to us and we stop reading the Bible. It should not happen, though. But somehow, we lose our guard. And we just become weak. See, that thing, the devil, what? He's going to be happy. Just enter there and wild and tribe. Now, yeah, let me tell you. The devil does not have the legal right to do that to you. Say, I'm not going to give the devil a place in everything that has to do with me. Why is your mom sick? No, you shouldn't, because it will affect you. Amen. Amen. So we are going to stand strong from this evening. The devil is defeated already. Aha. And I carry the legal right. He has nothing. I am a possessor of the name of Jesus. I said, you are not like Job. Get that. You are not what? Like Job. Don't look for the best character and try to use the situation of Job to explain your reality. Pastor has taught us so much. If there's any book that we must close our eyes and be quoting, it's the book of Job. And it's good. He actually said you'll be happy. Happy? Amen. Say, I am not like the foolish Job. Because we actually, there was a wise Job. 42. Amen. God does not give and he take. No, our God give only good things. He does no evil. In him there is no shadow of turning. He doesn't have double standards. He doesn't speak from here and here. No, he's not schizophrenic. Thank you. Amen. My God is consistently true. The I am that I am. And not just I am that I am. I have been before. I am now and I will be forever. I change that to what? Not. That is the character of our God. So he does no evil. No evil is permitted around you. The if ye being evil know how to give good gift to your children, how much more your Father which is in heaven. Say what? He maketh his rain to fall, both on the wicked and what? Now you are the Son of God. Hallelujah. Say, I am the Son of God. I deserve all good things of life. Give it all things richly to enjoy. Hallelujah. So, I said, all authority in heaven and on earth is invested in Christ Jesus. And we are the carrier of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is not just in Jesus' name. No, the name of Jesus is an understanding. And that is why the Bible told us what? Said they carry the apron of people like what? Like Peter, like Paul. And they are what? They are working mighty miracles. The shadows of Peter. Why? Because what? They are a possessor of the name of Jesus. By knowledge, they understand where they are. They understand who they are. And they understand in whom they are seated and with whom they are seated and where they are seated. At the right hand of the Father, a place of authority. Amen. Far above principalities and power. So, Satan is never their problem. John chapter 12. Satan is never their problem. John 12. Go tonight we are coming to that understanding that the devil has no place at all, no opportunity. We are not going to give him any foothold. You're done here. John 12 verse 31. John 12 31 to 32. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be what? Cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all. Hallelujah. I will draw what? All judgment unto me. Amen. And if you go further, say this signifies of this death. So, by the death of Jesus, Satan, who is the prince of this world, is what? Is cast out and is judged. Forever. Permanently. Eternally. They're like lightning. I see the fall. Amen. John 16:7 to 11. Now I need to rush. Now let's go. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Are we there? Let's read together. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Let's go. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, it will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness, conviction, and of judgment. 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Verse 10. Of righteousness, because what? I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Now, 11. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So, the devil has been judged. He has been condemned forever. He has been defeated eternally. So the devil is not your problem. Say the devil is never my problem. So they mustn't trace any of his workings and find it around you. Never. They mustn't be looking for where does the devil work and they find it near you. Mm-mm. Not even in your far relations. No. Not in your clothes. Never. Tonight, we will see how we resist the devil. So I said, Jesus gave an eternal blow to the devil, and he will never have power over you anymore. Why? Ephesians 2. He said, by nature, we were once children of what? Of disobedience, subject to wrath. Amen. But now, we are what? We have been saved by grace. Not just saved by grace, we are now in Christ, seated together with him at the right hand of the Father. So there's a translation. Hallelujah. So, now listen. We have said that the devil has no place. He has no authority. And Jesus has given him what? A final blow. So, when you see the devil, do you know what he's looking for? I said the devil only wants to have rights. Hello? What the devil wants is rights. And who has the power? Who has the legal right? You. So, you are the one that what? That will just give him chance. So what he's looking for, what is right, but that's just a mere wish. It's a mere wish. He doesn't have it. We possess the legal authority. Why? I said, Satan wants to have right, but that is only a mere wish. He cannot, because Jesus has stripped him naked. In my village, when they catch a thief in the night, there's a way they disgrace him. Never in your life will you do that again. They will naked you from that time till 6 p.m. They will be parading you everywhere. So if you are the mother, you are in trouble. That guy has spoiled your family name forever. If you like, go on London. Me, I still remember one. So that means you cannot run. If I catch that bros, I sabi you. Eh? No, I mean, I know you. If you don't know my after flesh, if he's a believer, I know him after. I will not know him after the flesh. But if we see in his act, bros, how far now? Receive Jesus. So, Jesus, what? He has stripped naked the devil. When you see him, you know him about, you don't get anything. Nothing, not that. That's why it's like a roaring lion. If he just come, he wants to bully you. Hello? What he wants, tell him, just scare him. And that's why we said the devil thrives in fear. The devil has no power, but the doorway to the devil is ignorance or fear. What finished Job before God saved him was fear and ignorance. I know better. I have the understanding of the word of God. Not just the understanding, we have the right understanding. Amen. Are we getting it? Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Colossians 1, 12. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Thank God. It's like this time is now slow because of me. Colossians 1, 12 to 13. Are we there? Let's go. Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, we have been delivered from the power of darkness. Satan no longer have any authority over me. Amen. There's this funny analogy, this funny thing we used to say. Someone might believe it. That if the devil, if they are calling your name, those are funny revelations in school. So they come and meet me, Joshua. So when we were, I dreamt though that witches were calling your name. And when you appear the path, they just scatter. I say, yeah. That's enough for us to do something there. Amen. Yes, we believe that. Once you are in Christ, your name has changed. So if you are calling Joshua, I will not answer. We just believe it. Why? Because our surname is that what? In Christ. Therefore, if any man be in, he is a new. Are you Adeumi? No. Don't try it when you are looking for a job. To shock you. No, people really need your family name to give you work. So it's not even about what are you before. My name is Ogunpi, but now I'm not just to be. You are waiting your time. Why? Because my father used to sound so good, but now we serve Jesus. So you see, when they call, okay, don't know the word, they will call Gubi, you will appear. They will shout, they don't even know Jesus, they will even call that Jesus, you will show. If you don't know, you leave CSU, you enter MFM, you say, you're looking for deliverance. What's the difference? Amen. So, if you are not in the kingdom of darkness, you cannot operate under the authority of the devil. If you are not in the kingdom of darkness, you cannot operate under what? The kingdom of the devil or under his authority. Now, the devil can actually come around you, but he has no power over you. We are not saying that when the devil is running, and we are not saying that the devil is fleeing. Don't forget. He's always looking. For as he's running, he's still looking. As he's running, he's still looking. The moment you lose your guard, brah, he what? He will enter. And that is why what? We resist him steadfast. Continually. With the consciousness of that. No situation must change that about you. Nothing must make you see God less of whom he is. Nothing must make you see yourself less of who Jesus has made you. It is never your sin. No. Your sin is not against the devil, it's against who? Against God. And is that what? In him, there is what? Forgiveness of sin. So he doesn't even count sins against you. He said, God should mark iniquity. Who shall stand? But what? There is forgiveness with thee. And that is why we fear him. Our God, we fear him not because he's a man that, what, that looks for fault. He's a man that what? That counts no sins against me. James 1:5 say, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask what? Ask God. Who what? Gives. Liberally means what? Without finding faults. He doesn't find faults. So don't approach God like you are the worst of them all. Don't approach God with the mentality that, maybe it's what I did, though. But don't be waiting you do, and the devil will play with your head. Oh. Amen. You have not wronged him. The man that only has the power to count sins, what? He said, if ye be without sin, throw. He said, what? Never. He said, but neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we receive the accusation of the devil by standing strong in the reality of what Jesus has done for us. He can actually come around. He can come and smell. Let me see. In Job 1, after the first day, they were still looking. Let's see whether we will catch him. Whether we will catch him. They what? They finally caught him. They get on a gate. They finally get him. The moment he just disguised, prah, they what? They entered again. They let's come. Let's go for a meeting. And the next thing you see is what? Another thing. My brother, God give it and he take it. And in all this, Job did not sin. He's wise now. Amen. Sorry to say this. I remember back then in school, there was a lady that came to me and he said, and this and this and this and this. And you know, there's a way you used to sniff or sing. I'm not that part. I was not, what did you do? He said, I have a birthday. I said, that is why. I was doing deliverance on school. One guy just came to me and said, bros, you are punishing this lady. What do you know? He said, no, he was preaching all this. I used that girl. No, there's a way you'll be pro. Okay. Amen. Even if there is nothing, something will come. You turn your head, turn, shake it. By the time you shake your head, you will that's the devil. You shake it. Now you do something. Amen. That's lack of what? Knowledge. But last month. Last month she was asking me, sir, please send me credit. I want to log into WW. I said, thank God. The Lord has redeemed me. I had to look for the money. I said, now she listens to Edifice Assembly. I said, at last, my sins have been paid for. The Lord has redeemed me. Acts, and that's the funny thing. She still believes in me, even till now. Amen. Acts 26, verse 16 to 18. We have done something. Something bigger than our mouth to say. But thank God for grace. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said, I am the worst of them all, but grace found me. Acts chapter 26. Now this is where Paul was making his stance as usual before King Agrippa. Ye know these things. The boy know. Hallelujah. So, he was making his defense before the king. And he was narrating about how Jesus encountered him on his way to Damascus. And he actually said some things there that we need to pay attention to. Acts 26, verse 16 to 18. Now, let's go together. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. 18 now. To open their eyes, and to turn them from what? Darkness to light. From the power of who? Satan. Unto the power of what? Of God. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the call of the gospel. To open their eyes from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified. So when we go out to preach, that's our watchword, to open their eyes. Ha ha, we have come. Let that be a reality. From the power of Satan unto the power of God. Unto God we have received, that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and inheritance among them are sanctified by faith. So this means every time the gospel is preached to someone and he believes, every time you preach the gospel to somebody and he believes, what's happening? He's being turned from the power of Satan to God. There is a shift. There's a transference. There's a translation. There's a change of location. Something has happened to you. And it's an internal reality. Yeah, believe? Yes, I do. Now, at that moment, something has happened to you. There's what? A port. You have teleported from where? From the power of Satan unto the power of God. That is where you are forever. Says, in whom we have, what we have? We have eternal inheritance. What we have in Jesus is not something that is what? That is unstable. It's something that is forever, to the uttermost. So, no longer, the person that believes the gospel is no longer in the kingdom of darkness. And I said, the day you said yes to Jesus, what happened to you? You received forgiveness of sins and what? Deliverance. Aha. From where? The power of Satan. So the Christian is not a man or a woman that is looking for deliverance. The believer is a man what, that has been delivered. At what point was he delivered? At the instance of salvation. So we have to change that word. I want to deliver you what? That will be an unbeliever. And how do you deliver an unbeliever? By what? By preaching the gospel. And if there be anyone under the influence, not being possessed, under the influence of the devil, what do? We cast the demons out. Amen. Amen. So, I said, it is not a different encounter. Deliverance from the power of Satan is not a different experience. What does not happen at different instance? It's not a different encounter, not a different experience. It doesn't happen at different instance. The same day you got saved is the same way and the same day you got delivered. I am delivered. I have been delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's quickly look at something. We have some assumptions about the devil. There are some funny assumptions about the devil that we shed more light on. And these are the little things that make people get scared of the devil. Yes, even the believers, even some men of God, even some of us. It's because of that thinking, the thinking that crept in via our exposure to what? To Nollywood. Our exposure to the other wood. Amen. I don't know. Ah, there's another one. Ah, that one is from Ogun State. We don't work, but that is for, it's for carnal believer. There's one after Boko. When you come back from Boko, we give you another one. That's my mentor in the drama ministry. No, there's one guy, Latin. You don't know. I know. Amen. So, let's look at these assumptions that make people get scared of the devil. One of the assumptions is that what? Satan is omnipresent. Hey! Satan is omnipresent. That means what? Some people have actually made us to believe that what? Satan can be everywhere at a point. It can be in any fact. No. If he's in a different way, he's there to cast. We cast him out. So we cast him out, sorry. The devil can how we push him. How? Via the preaching of the gospel. Via the saving of the unbeliever. That's the only way. So some actually believe that the devil can be in Maraba and still be in Yanya. As close as they are. The same guy is already causing havoc in Okoja, Abuja Lokoja Expressway. The other one, they inspire one guy from Chicago, they don't the shoot. How? You think he's that smart? How do I know? Amen. Now, carefully look at this. Do you know? 1 Corinthians 2, 7. He said, I didn't mean these guys knew. They wonder what killed the Lord of glory. Now, listen. So that means if the devil had ever known the plan of God, somehow, when you see that it's in a mystery, even the devil was confused. See, now it's still a mystery to him. Because how will it be? The mystery. And he will remain dumbfounded forever. So, if the devil had known about Jesus, now listen, from the very point that Gabriel came to me, so when I'm thinking of you and Rafa, I'm used to them. So from the point that Gabriel came to Mary, the devil would have overheard the discussion and would have inspired Joseph. I'm not even saying Mary. Maybe can even say angel. That one, okay, that one, true dream. Anything can happen, true dream. It would have inspired Joseph to either what? Do something. Maybe I collect one concussion from one baba, we mix them. Maybe go drink them. The thing go flush away. So, if the devil had known, somehow, it would have even, it would have aborted that pregnancy. Why? If you can kill Jesus, you can actually abort pregnancy. Amen. When there was a communication between Elizabeth and Mary, the children in the womb, it should be so smart to follow Mary and enter that place of the house of Zechariah and be what? He did not know. 1 month, 2 months, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Jesus complete, no be 7 months. Correct, 9 months. Now, Jesus was given birth in a manger, not even in a tush place. The devil can actually come there. He did not know. So I don't think that it was that day that they gave birth to Jesus that those wise men came. Oh, don't forget, they came from a very far city. So, listen. When those wise men came, you see that Jesus was between the age of 0 to 2. Why? Because the Bible said when they came to, they are not three, sure you know, they were just wise men, they brought three gifts. They came to the house of Mary. After doing what they came to do, they now went to the king Herod. Now when they get to Herod, Herod didn't say kill between the age of 0 and 8 days. He said kill between 0 and 2. Because even the wise men could not really ascertain the this thing should be, because from the very first day and the day we'll be walking, I'm sure you guess now. So we see that what? Jesus would have been between the range of 0 to 2. Now, that was the moment the devil got to hear. Now, okay, there is a king of... Now, listen, just think. Why should Herod be scared? Herod should be above 50 as at that time. So what would a 2-year-old boy have done? And he was threatened. Is the devil playing with his head? So the devil was using him. And again, the devil doesn't walk like that. He walks via men. So, he got an information because they said they have given birth to, okay, that guy. He was so fully, he could not even identify Jesus. So they said, go and keep between 0 and 2. And don't think that they cannot kill Jesus. If they cannot kill Jesus, angel, what's now? Gabriel will not come. He said, carry this guy far away to Egypt. So that shows that Jesus was pure human. So that means the devil can actually would have even knew. So they took him far away. The devil didn't know. Hallelujah. He was there. 12, they came to Jerusalem. Jesus was there in the synagogue talking. The devil did not know. They were even looking for him. Jesus, where are thou? And my guys, why are they finding me now? They flex with some guys in the temple. Amen. What are we doing? We're discussing scriptures. Amen. The devil did not what? No. And you think he's omnipresent? Omni no it all. He's a fool. He acts based on information. Hallelujah. So I said, he cannot be at different place at the same time. He can only be in one place per time. Get that, sir. Brother Bibi, are we getting it? Another assumption is that what? Let me mix them together. That Satan is omniscient and omnipotent. He's all-knowing and all-powerful. He's dull. Oh, fools. You are not even slow. You are very fool. You don't even know. Amen. So, he doesn't know it all. At age 12, he did not know. Until when? Until age 30. What happened at age 30? Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the old world. John 1:29. It was at that point that John announced Jesus. This is he. Of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke of. This is he that I've made it a way for. That was the time the devil got to know. And what did he do? He came to Jesus after 40 days. Aha, I've seen you now. So how did the devil attack Jesus? Yes, I have come. I don't think that Jesus was actually having a conversation physically. Sorry, if you read the scripture, you should know how he operates. He did not even appear to Jesus. He was what? Suggesting something. Jesus was actually hungry. Sure, you know. So he was using the very that's what I'm saying. At that moment that you are so relaxed, be careful. And that's why you must what? You must be on your feet 24/7. He came to Jesus. If thou be the Son of God, command this stone to turn to bread. So what Jesus said? I go kill you today. Everybody die. No. Say, it has be what? Written. Thou shalt not. So what is he using? The word of God, the shield of faith. Hallelujah. He's taking his stand. Jesus resisted the devil. How? By taking his stand in the word of God. By speaking forth his realities. This is who I am. I am your Lord God. Thou shalt not tempt me. How did Jesus know? He knew by the scriptures. So what did the devil do? The devil actually misinterpreted the scriptures. And David actually said, you will fall down and the God will send angels. He will not allow your feet to die. He said, shut up. I know the truth of the scripture. So I didn't mean that it's those guys that will just mix Bible like chemical student. Just mix everything. Ah, then we just be slow. Oh, yeah. Jesus cannot even survive. If Jesus had been like that. So now when we say, stick with correct Bible interpretation, no, you are too critical. All right, I would rather be critical than be foolish. Amen. So we owe our life to sound doctrine. I keep saying this. You can pause anything, everything to achieve this. If you take 10 years, stay there until you have gotten. Don't enter into it because you will not even suffer your members alone. You will suffer yourself and your generation. Yes, because by what? By just is possible. A single verse, Mr. Peter can cut and create a denomination that will last thousands of years. And we are seeing them. Some of us cannot really explain why we don't wear shoes. Hallelujah. We cannot. We have thought, that we just agree, is our father. They thought our fathers. Our fathers. How? No. Amen. So that is it. The devil came to Jesus by what? By suggesting, and don't think he's going to go out of, he's going to be using, he will use that same scriptures. But what? Misinterpreted. He's a funny guy. So know John 3:16 very well before they use it. Salvation to bully your head. Ah, you have lost the salvation. Lord, I give you my life. We will cry 7 hours. Give us money until we are wet, until we are so with the latter. 7 hours. No, sometimes I used to be angry. Huh? That one is even near. What are we looking for? See me, see Tony, leave all those big boys that Tony is the, all of us will be sweaty. Rain. You don't go to the battlefield and you lose your shoe. If you lose your shoe, you're in trouble. God, I will not lose my shoe. Which shoe? 7 hours. Sweating. We suffer. We will not forgive ignorance. Never. Hallelujah. So, Satan is not everywhere. He does not know all things. He is not all powerful. The only man that has the attributes of that is a man called the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My Father doeth miracle. If I be here, miracles happen in London via my words. Hallelujah. On phone, on TV, anywhere, the word of God is proclaimed. Miracles happen, deliverance happens. That shows that God is all powerful. He knoweth all things and he can do all things. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse 12. Luke chapter 4, we are rounding up now. Luke chapter 4, verse 12. Let's be fast now. Masidalo show braka patala masakadado shimahavaha. Luke 4, 12. Are we there? And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for what? Hey, listen. It is a departed from Jesus forever. For what? A season. See, that season what means a more convenient time. Let me go when I find a more convenient time to strike again. You have won this time, I'm not going to give up. And we aren't giving up. Why? Because we are standing strong. We resist him steadfastly in the faith. So I said, Satan looks for opportunity. He left Jesus for another opportunities. That what opportunity? That what? If I can get another chance. John 14:30. Quick. John 14:30. The devil is defeated today. Are we there? John 14:30. Can we read? Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh. And what? Hath nothing in me. Now, he came again. But what happened? He found nothing in who? In Jesus. No place here. Say, I give no place to the devil. So, I said, after the temptation, he came again. And Jesus said, what? I gave him no opportunity. He found nothing in me. So, John 13:27. John 13:27. And after the sob, Satan entered into him again. The devil came again. Shall you see? And what did Jesus say? Said unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Amen. So here we see what the operations of the devil is not actually in the movies we watch, which we have said earlier. The operations of the devil is found in men. The operations of the devil is found in where? Amen. All you look for every time is opportunity. He's looking for opportunity. Yes, he doesn't have a legal right, but every time we give him an opportunity, we have given him a legal access to our lives. The devil looks for opportunity, but yet we know that he doesn't have a legal right. But the moment we permit him what? We have given him what? A legal access into our lives. We will not allow him. Not anymore. In my business, no. In my work, no. In my future, no. In my children, my career, my family, nothing. Nothing. Nothing that belongs to me. Hallelujah. So, in Jesus' case, he found nothing. He found no room to operate. I said, Satan will keep coming.
It will come and go and come again. Aha. So I said there are sometimes we used to be very strong. That sometimes we just finish that long hours of prayer. That sometimes you know, yes, I'm fired up. If you relax, the devil will come again. Hallelujah. So that is why what? Steadfast. Steadfast. In the faith. Hallelujah. So, now listen. Learn to keep some information to yourself. Get this. Get this. Some of us, we talk too much. See, there's a difference from joking and talking too much. There's a way you joke. If you joke, you will joke too much and you will start saying rubbish. Learn to keep some information what to yourself. If at all you want to discuss anything about you with anybody, ensure what they are with spirit-filled men. You should be men of like mind. I'm not saying your colleague at work, believers. Now you know what? Whatever it is, they what resist the devil together with you. You don't come to Facebook and say, "Yeah, I just got it." Come on. Amen. See, sometimes you just think some people are just being too critical. When Pastor Onyeka says, "You don't come there and just be talking. I just bought this. See my new shoe." See, but yes, summer, if you are not careful, they will act on that information. Not just being careful. They act. They're actually looking for information. They will act on that information and they will attack you. Devil got to know about Jesus by information. So, learn to keep some things to yourself. If at all you want to discuss, ensure that what with spirit-filled men. Hallelujah. So, in Deuteronomy 29:29, he said, God keepeth secret. I mean, he said, he only reveals that which we know. He only reveals that which he wanted to know. So, even God keeps secret to share, you know. There are some things that we know that God will not tell us. We would rather keep it for a while. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7. We are rounding up. 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. And 8. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now verse 8. Be sober. 1 Peter 5:7-8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may defraud. And I said what? Be sober, mere dear mister, be serious minded. Sober does not mean to be what? Serious minded. To be vigilant means what? You are watchful. You are watchful with your lips. You are watchful with your eyes. To be sober means to be serious minded. To be vigilant means what? You are watchful, both with your eyes and with your lips. You know what to see and you know what to say. Hallelujah. So, I said, there are some places as believers that you are not supposed to go to anymore. There are some associations that you are not supposed to be keeping any longer. Amen. I'm not saying when you got born again, you're not going to meet all your friends. I'm not your friend again. No. But when they see that what you are now sober, you are not serious minded, that will they will go away. Amen. Amen. So we must what? Be serious minded as believers. There are some friends that we affect our spiritual appetite. We know being around them, we just kill our zeal for study and prayer. Don't go there. And that is why you must be mindful of your association and the relationship you enter into. Not all that glitters is gold. Amen. Be mindful. Be deliberate. Be intentional. Be conscious of this. If there's anything a believer should be conscious of after what? After salvation is your partner. You must be very careful. Very, very careful. There's some partners that will kill your zeal for ministry and that's all. Maybe now, why can't we just that retreat? Let's. Amen. Amen. So, if you want to be serious, if you want to take Christianity as serious as it is because it is serious, you must be very careful with your association. You cannot be friend of all, but yet you can be at peace with all. You get that? Amen. So, be sober, be vigilant, watch the things that goes into your mind. When Pastor says, be careful of Nollywood, it is very, very essential. Softly, they will pass an information to you that will affect you. Most of the interpretation we got was from what? When they bring a dream, we just use London word, pra. Kotoye. Just use that thing. Ah! That guy, that yeah. It's a prophet. Hallelujah. I said, if you got born again, and a year after, the same association you are keeping before you got born again, a year after, it's still the same. Check your life. Something is wrong with you. Mm-mm. Something must change about you. Hallelujah. Christianity is a serious business for the serious minded. So, you must change your friends. It's a proof of growth. Your association, what? Is a proof of growth. It shows that you are growing. The kind of association you keep, there's one place I cannot fit in. It's not possible. And I used to say, you cannot walk with me, you'll be robbed off by ministry. Aha, Abi, walk with us now. After you don't go gagada, come back, Kono. We don't get life. Yeah, our life is in Christ. That is how it should be. Don't just be too careless with your associations. Why? Because these are the guys the devil will use to pass a contrary opinion to you. Why are they studying now? Not only you. That's how it starts. You don't save too much. That's how it starts. But get a friend, bro. You have not prayed. I pray 6 hours. Shut up. 6 hours is too small. 8 hours. Hey, hey. That's the friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say your friends are your associations, and your association will determine your destination. Hey, it's not rhyme, so. Your friends, they are your associations, and your association will determine your destination, even in ministry. There's some people you don't roll with it in ministry. No. Some people think it's disgrace that they get it by grace after sowing. We don't know how to sow. We labor. Amen. We're not looking for thousands, but we're looking for men that will raise thousands too. It's okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm saying you don't have to tell them, I'm not born again. No. Please, so don't talk to me again. No. By virtue of consecration, they will stay away. By virtue of what? Consecration. So 1 Peter 5, he said, well, cast all your cares upon him because Jesus cared for you. Now, verse 8, be sober, be what? Be vigilant. Be serious minded. Be watchful with your lips. Be watchful with your eyes, because what? Your adversary is going about looking for who to devour. So you give no place to the devil. You give no chance to him. You give no foothold to him via your relationships or your association. Hallelujah. I said, if a Christian is not sober, serious-minded, if a Christian is not watchful with his lips, that's being vigilant on his eyes, I said, what? Satan can devour him. And what will happen? You will just see that Christian making wrong decisions. The moment you start making wrong decisions consistently, check something is wrong with you. Check your association. Check your consecration. Check your study life and your prayer life. Check how you meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah. So I said, always engage your mind in prayers. Always engage your mind in meditation on the word of God. David said, I am wise because what? I pay attention and I meditate on the law of God. So, when you meditate on the word of God, when you give yourself to prayer, when your mind is so rubbed off in the ability and the activities of prayer, the devil will be far. Wrong decisions will be far. That means what? You are walking by the leading of the Spirit. It's not simple like that. Amen. Amen. So, I said by so doing, you are exposing yourself to the leading of the Spirit. It will engage your mind with the things of God. The wrong decisions will be impossible in this situation. It's what opens your ear to hear God's instruction. Amen. When your mind is always on prayer, on meditation, what happened? You cannot make wrong decision. I remember in 2014 when I was driving, I was driving an Azeni bank and I was supposed to turn from that Azeni bank. So as I was about to turn, something said, Joshua, wait. I will never forget. I did not wait. I just put my seat belt. And even the seat belt did not even hook the seat. I never knew. Something said, no, wait. I know that something will happen to me. But I was just overlooking it. 30 seconds after, accident, a big one. That Sienna, bah, like this. And I was moving with that same speed inside the covert. And I was taking something hooked to me. By the time I would come, I just discovered that nothing was there. That rope was just there. I didn't know what hanged it. Now, I climbed my car. I came. Everybody was saying, it's dead. Now, do you know, such will not have happened to me. I did not die. Nothing happened, but I spent my last card. I borrowed money. Because they must not know. In 2 days, the car came back to how it is.
Everything was gone. I bought it back. But I suffered for it. But I would not have suffered for such if I have listened to the leading of the Spirit. Wait.
Amen. Amen. Some of us, we are waiting to hear God. That Joshua, no, it doesn't come that way. It comes by what? Careful meditation. What is a conscious effort, deliberate act, that what you are paying attention to prayer and you are meditating on the word of God, you hear God's Spirit saying, you hear God's instruction directly speaking to you. Amen. So, how do I give no place to the devil we are rounding up? Is what? I keep a sober and a vigilant life. I keep a sober and, yes, a vigilant life. That's one. One, I keep a sober and a vigilant life, a serious-minded and a watchful life. Number two, by the shield of faith. Amen. The shield of faith, Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, 14 or 16. It says, above all, take on the shield of faith. Above what? Above the hammer, above the breastplate. What do? You take on the shield of faith. Meaning when you take on the shield of faith, you no longer need the hammer. When you take on the shield of faith, you no longer need the breastplate. Amen. What is the shield of faith? It is what? The confession of faith. Amen. The confession of what? Of faith. So, we stand against, now, Ephesians 6, how do we do it? Against the wiles of the devil, Abi. The wiles of the devil is also the tricks, the deceits of the devil. Amen. So, we stand against the wiles of the devil, what? By our confession. On this, no, thou shalt not. It is written. Amen. Of faith, we undo all the fairy darts of the wicked. And this refers to our word, the word of our confession. Hallelujah. So, as a child of God, the shield of faith will then meet what? To save my rights and privileges in Christ. If the shield of faith means confession of faith, and we know confession to be homologia, saying the same thing as it is. Hallelujah. That which I believe in my mouth, I say it out of my mouth. So, I am going to be saying what Jesus has said about me. And what Jesus said about me, I will what? Keep confessing my rights. I keep confessing my privileges against the wise, against the deceit, against the suggestion of the devil. And how do I do this? I do this continually. Steadfastly, I wake up in the morning, I say to myself, I am the righteousness of God. The devil has no place here. I have power over the devil. Sickness is far from me. I have healing in Christ Jesus. I am the blessed of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I said, we don't just retain this knowledge in our head. We don't just retain it in our head. No, what do? I must also say it with my mouth. I must say it regularly. That what? I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am born of the Spirit and not of the flesh. I am seated in Christ, far above principalities and power, and might and dominion. My mouth and my mind must agree with this reality. It must agree with the word of God. And I must boldly confess it. Hallelujah. I must boldly confess it. Why? Because I have believed in my heart and with my mouth and what? I say it out. Same thing that God may say is same thing that will keep me going. Thou shalt believe in your heart and shalt confess with your mouth. Thou shalt be saved. That what? Jesus is risen from the dead. So, I must make a shield of faith. How? By telling Satan that what? You have got no room here. Be bold about that. Satan, you have no room here. Because there's no condemnation here. You don't get? Who is it that condemned me? It is Christ that died. Hallelujah. Why? Because what? Again, I am the man that has a right standing before God. There's no shame here. There's no guilt here. I stand perfectly before my Father 24/7. Forever and eternally. He sees me perfectly in himself. Nothing is in me that is wrong. I have the Spirit of God. I am the habitation of divinity. I carry Jesus. Let this sink to you. The devil will run when he discover you know your right. When he discover you know your abilities and your privileges. He will stay far from you. He will stay away from your children. He will stay away from your job. He will stay away from your life. He will stay away from those little things about even your shoe. He will run. He will run. Take upon you the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Why? I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am bought. By what? The precious blood of Jesus. I have a price. Only the man that can pay the price that Jesus paid and above all that can redeem me. No, if you cannot pay what Jesus paid, I'm bigger than you. Very costly and very expensive. You get that? Why? Because as he is, so this is our confidence. As he is, so am I. I said, you must be found saying things. You must be found saying this thing. Never must you be found saying something that negates your reality in Christ. You are not a fool. You are not stupid. You are not a failure. You can never fail. The world is not against you. I am not unemployed. Yes. I have my job. It's coming forth. I will stay on it. It becomes a reality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? John 8:12 says we have the light of life. So I say what? I have the light of life. I don't walk in confusion. I take the right decisions in every part of my life. Why? Because Jesus is my light. I go about shining light everywhere I go. No darkness yet. No. No. I am the light. So, in doing this, what am I doing? I say what? You are lifting the shield of faith. Because if Satan finds doubt, if he finds guilt, if he finds condemnation or unbelief, that is an opportunity. The moment you condemn yourself, the moment you feel guilty, the moment you are fearful, say no double-minded man receiveth anything from God. Yes, but the double-minded man is an opportunity, is what is an avenue for the devil to enjoy himself. No doubt. I said fear is Satan's opportunity. Doubt, worry, like you've got no savior. Worry, like Jesus is not even alive. Say Jesus is alive. He's alive and he lives inside of me. Get that. See, he knows what you pass through. He knows what you are feeling. He knows what you are going through. He's not an insensitive father. Don't think he has just saved you and abandoned you. No, he has not abandoned you. He is with you. Say that you might say, he is my helper. Never will I leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So, I must learn to resist the devil. By what? By putting the word of God in my mouth, in my mind, day and night. In your dreams they come, they find you worthy. Every moment they find you worthy. You walk about in faith. You give no room to the devil. So say after me, I must say what the word of God says about me. I must say loud and clear. I must say loud and clear that I'm led by the Spirit of Christ. I cannot walk in confusion. I cannot make the wrong step. No wrong decision here. Why? Because I am a son of God. Now listen, this doesn't mean that challenges won't come. Hello? It doesn't mean that challenges won't come. But what? I mustn't make my challenges my confession. What should be my confession? That the word of God remains my confession. Romans 4. He said what? Is it against hope? Abraham believed what? In hope. And what did he do? He called those things which be not as though they were. His name was changed from Abraham to Abraham. You are going to be the father of many nations. Not you are going to be. Say, I've called you, I've made you the father of many nations. Yet he was what? Barren. The Bible said, despite the deadness of the womb of Sarah. But what did they do? Every day they wake up. Yes, I call for my Isaac. I call for my David. I am the father of many nations. Either Abraham said that you are a fool. Your womb is there. Yet, I don't care. That's not what I know. Whatever I know is what God has said something about me. No longer shall my name be called Abraham. For what? I am the father of many nations. Are you speaking in tongues already? Maskibale brado shebakaba. Kasete mole vreke potabahaba. The word of God must be your confession. You are not going to give him a place in your life. No room yet. No room yet. No opportunity. No chance. No foothold. I am who the word of God says I am. I am not a failure. I am not defeated. No. I am not jobless. I am not helpless. I don't walk in confusion. Why? I have the light of life. I have the light of life. I am an overcomer. The devil, you are far from me. The devil, you are far from my business. You are far from my children. You are far from my career. You are far from my future. I am a son of God. I carry Jesus. I carry divinity. God dwells in me. I am the habitation of the living God. I am a son of God. Oh, my papa, you are still not sure. You are still not sure. You are still not sure. This is our confession day and night. This is our confession wherever we are. That Jesus is in me. That Jesus is in me. That Jesus is in me. Oh, no fear here. Yeah? No guilt here. Yeah? No condemnation here. Yeah? Why Christ died for me. I am the redeemed of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Let's be on our feet as we take this song again.
With my words, I gain the victory. With my words,
what do you do? You reign in life.
Reign in life. Oh, in my heart.
Secretary, brother, don't know Shabbat.